He was pulled out of his rumination by hearing Dania's voice from the kitchen on the phone. He hadn't even realized she'd walked away. "Hey, honey, did I catch you at a bad time?" her voice echoed off the kitchen tile. "Okay, well, I'm sorry, but it's pretty important." It was clear she'd called Frank Anderson, their dad.
"No, no, no, don't tell him!" Barry's girl voice reached his own ears.
Nick perked up like there was no way he was missing this, and darted back through the kitchen archway. Barry followed awkwardly, as quick as he could, without turning his ankles in his new foot stilts.
"No, everybody's okay," Dania was telling her husband on the phone. "It's actually pretty exciting."
Barry gave her a corrective glare.
"If unexpected," she amended. "Did I ever tell you about glitter babies?"
"No."
"Well, remember how I've said that fairy godmothers are always the oldest daughter, and inherit it from their mother at 16, like I did from my mom?"
Barry felt a breeze on his face and realized his wings were flapping nervously. He tried to still them, but they continued to vibrate anxiously.
"Well, I'd forgotten that it was a very, very rare possibility for the oldest son to inherit it, when there aren't any daughters," Dania was continuing cautiously.
"Okay," Frank's voice could be heard warily over the phone, in the bated breath of the kitchen atmosphere.
"But because fairy godmother magic is female,"
Dania looked at Barry's current appearance, clearly trying to decide how to explain it.
"When boy fairy godmothers power up, they kinda have to transform into girls to use their powers. Temporarily."
There was a long silence, and Barry didn't hear anything over the phone's small speaker.
"And it kinda happened to Barry this morning," Dania finished, when Frank didn't say anything.
She shrugged at Barry like she hoped that was a good enough explanation. There was a longer pause.
"Okay," Frank's voice sounded.
Even through the constricted sound of the earpiece, Barry could hear his father's bewilderment and guardedness. He asked a question, but Barry couldn't make out the individual words.
"Yes," Dania nodded. "Just when he's powered up."
"Yeah, still at the moment," she looked at Barry again.
"But it's really a big deal and an honor in fae culture. I mean, a good big deal," she emphasized, which seemed to be as much for Barry's sake as Frank's. "So everything's going to be fine."
The pitch of her voice was getting high.
"But you want to come home and see? I mean, it isn't urgent, because it's not like it's going anywhere."
"Yes, it's permanent, it's just not constant." At hearing his condition called permanent, Barry accidentally released a girly whine.
"But you'll come home?" Dania confirmed with relief. "It won't need to be for very long. You can go right back to work." "Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Love you, too."
She hung up the phone and gave Barry what she seemed to think was a reassuring smile.
"He's going to come right home."
"Great,"
Barry's female voice dripped with sarcasm.
"And he was excited for you, just a little taken off guard," Dania reassured herself.
"He didn't sound excited," Nick stated what Barry was thinking.
"Well, you know how Daddy is about fairy stuff," she replied. "He can get a little overwhelmed. But I think he's going to be happy as long as you're happy, honey," she told Barry.
"Who said I was happy?" Barry retorted.
"In any case, I'm glad we told him," Dania stated, although she still seemed a little nervous about it herself.
She started absently cleaning up the forgotten breakfast mess.
"Oh, you didn't eat any of your bacon, Baz," she noticed. "Did you want any now?"
Barry stared at her in disbelief again, still holding the compendium fae to his chest in one arm, while his other hand was in a fist around his wand.
"I've been a little distracted," he understated massively. "Not exactly hungry at the moment."
"Right," she laughed like she felt a bit guilty.
"I'll save it for you for later, sweetheart."
"Can I change back then?" he pleaded.
"Soon, honey," she reassured him. "Oh, can I call Nana Susan about it now? Baz, she's going to be so excited."
"Aw," Nick adopted a baby voice.
"Grandma's little princess."
Barry elected to ignore him this time.
"Why do you want to tell everyone?"
"Your dad and my mom are hardly everyone, Barry," she acted like he was exaggerating.
"And you're part of Nana Susan's direct fae line. She and I both thought our magic line was going to run out, since you don't have any female first cousins. There has to be one fairy godmother in each generation, otherwise the line just ends. But you being a glitter baby changes everything."
Barry cringed.
"Why did it have to be called that?"
Dania put a piece of bacon defiantly in her mouth.
"I'm going to call her," she insisted. "I hear someone else being excited about this."
Not waiting for his approval, she pulled her phone back out and speed dialed Barry's grandmother.
"Hi, Mom," she said almost immediately.
"Yes, yes, I'll tell him, thank you."
She mouthed happy birthday to Barry, passing along the message.
"Yeah, Mom, that's actually why I'm calling."
She was clearly trying to get to her point as quickly as possible, probably while trying not to rudely talk over her mother.
"You'll... yeah. Yes. But, Mom, you'll never believe!"
She paused for dramatic effect. Guess who's a glitter baby?
Stop calling it that, Barry moaned in his mind.
What? Their grandmother's shock and thrill echoed over the receiver.
Mm-hmm, Dania confirmed, pleased to finally get the reaction she seemed to feel Barry's predicament deserved.
I wasn't expecting anything, and then poof, at his stroke of 16. Transformation, whole shebang.
There was more enthusiastic murmuring over the phone.
I know.
Yeah, we were completely stunned, Dania agreed.
Less stunned than someone who didn't even know male fairy godmothers existed, Barry thought sourly.
You want to talk to him? Dania repeated Nana Susan's request and looked hopefully to Barry.
Barry shook his head adamantly, purple hair whipping back and forth around his shoulders. This was not something he was willing to discuss over the phone at the moment.
Mom, yeah, he's still pretty flustered about it, so I don't think he's ready to talk, Dania relayed back.
Well, certainly. A huge deal, and he wasn't expecting it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Purple. We hadn't gotten to that part yet. As Susan's replies grew longer, Dania started pacing behind the kitchen counter.
The only one I'd ever known was Uncle Larry, and that was, what, back in the 70s? Dania continued, pacing.
Whereas he was hanging on his father's every reaction to the news over the phone, Barry was realizing he'd rather tune out the details of his mother and grandmother bonding over the idea that he'd inherited their magical girl powers.